In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow, with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb? Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello, and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I am your host, Aileen, and on today's Dear DST, we are joined by Ashley Fern, Disco Inferno herself. She's VP of Content and Strategy at Betches. She's the face behind Betches Travel. She's always on the go. Follow if you haven't. And she's been on DST. You guys know her. Welcome back, Ashley.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I think everybody knows you as Disco Inferno. Like,
Yeah.
Even my friends are like, where's Disco Inferno these days? And you're like, always on the go.
You know, it's a good nickname. It's less basic than just being called like Ashley. So I'll take it.
Well, okay. So Ashley's joining us because Ashley is our new DSD workout woman. Yes, that is right. So we're going to do non-scale wins. And then at the end, we're introducing a new segment called Workout Woman, where Ashley will give us her thoughts on the latest workout she's done and give us all the details. Because Ashley, you're like literally always doing some new workout on Diet Starts Tomorrow or on your own account. I can't keep up. How do you do it all?
I mean, I just like have no motivation to like walk into a gym and do anything. Like to me, a workout class is fun and it's something like I wouldn't do on my own. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to more of that later in the episode. But it's kind of nice. You can zone out. You don't have to think, you know, if you go into the gym, you're like, all right, how do I use this machine? What am I going to do next? This is more like you show up, someone tells you what to do for 40 to 60 minutes and you don't have to think.
You don't. That's so true. Like that is the key to having a good workout. It's like that flow where you're just in the zone. You're not on your phone and you're just in it. I agree. Yeah. Well, I'm really excited to have you. So you're going to be coming back on various Dear DSTs and sharing your latest workout. So before we go into our non-scale wins, I just want to know, Ashley, and I'm sure the audience wants to know, what have you been up to besides working out and going to Vegas?
I swear I do other things. I just came back from Las Vegas, as I'm sure people saw on the Travel Channel, which it was really interesting to go because that was the last trip I went on before the pandemic for my 30th birthday. So back and I stayed at the same hotel and, you know, people are out there. They really enforce masks and everything. I didn't go into any crowded clubs or situations like that.
Right.
But it was an interesting contrast from being the first like pre-pandemic trip to now.
It's so funny to me that you love Vegas. Because I will never go back to Vegas.
How many times have you been? Like once?
No, like several. Like I've gone on people's like trip. Like I did my 27th birthday in Vegas, which was really fun. But like 27 was like, I'm turning 33. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm definitely tired and plan on doing nothing this weekend. And my non-scale one will speak to this feeling. But no, it's fun. I think it's just really convenient. I'm like all about efficiency traveling because like you could walk everywhere. You're in your hotel, you can go to a bar and a restaurant and you don't have to build time in for like traveling and it's just your room's upstairs and it's just really convenient and everything's fun.
And everything is like so like grand and like glitzy, which is like an experience in itself.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, so what else is up besides Vegas?
What else is up? You know, living that single dog mom life. It's been interesting.
Yeah.
If you're ever considering getting a dog, it's a ton of work. Holy shit. I never had to walk a dog by myself all winter long. And I'm going to say that this dog now only goes to the bathroom about 3 times a day because it's just too cold out there. I mean, now he's 2. I don't know. Like I've never had a puppy. So this is like a you know, we're growing together. And
3 times a day is like a normal, like you let your dog out in the morning, in the afternoon, and the night. I feel like that's normal. Don't be so hard on yourself. That's great.
Yeah.
It's fucking cold.
It's cold. Like, I feel guilty if, like, I don't take him to the park or something, but, like, you know, he has play dates and stuff, so it's fine.
Oh, that's so nice. Also, update. So last time you came on, you were talking about how you're like a vegetarian and all you do is make bean and chickpea salads. And I was like, how? I remember watching you eat those in the office. Fast forward. We haven't been in the office in a while.
I eat in the privacy of my own home.
You know, but, bean salads.
I still don't eat red meat, but I have been eating a lot of fish, sushi, pescatarian. Oh my God. Feel like that seems like a high maintenance way to refer to yourself, but.
Well, you like fish. What made you add that on?
You know, just wanted to try something new. I went to like an omakase experience, and I didn't realize you can't like tell them what you want to eat.
Yeah.
And like, they don't just give you avocado cucumber rolls. And if you don't eat something they give to you,
they get mad.
They get pissed.
Yeah.
And I actually went with someone else in the office too, who doesn't eat that either. And we both ate it. We're like, no, we're going to do this. Kilana.
But why would you both go?
You know what? We were at a hotel and it was there and we're like, this is going to be really fun. And we ate it. And afterwards, we were both like, that was amazing. I never would have eaten this. And now I'm kind of just like, I still won't eat like octopus or something that where the face is attached to it.
Okay.
But
so shrimp?
Big yellow tail. Yeah. No, shrimp I'll eat.
Shrimp. Okay. You know, you're speaking my love language when you talk about omakase and sushi. Like, that is my number one food. The fancier, the better. So, welcome.
It's so good. I don't get it. And it's like so thin and airy, and but it's so
good,
flavorful.
Welcome to the good side.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
But nothing wrong with not eating fish.
No, no. I was a vegetarian since I was like 17 years old. And now I'm turning 32 next month. So,
right. This is when all of our things happen at the same time.
Oh, right.
Well, I'm excited for you to be eating fish. I hope you enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to get into our non-scale wins of the week, which are presented by Impossible Foods. Impossible Foods makes meat from plants, and eating Impossible Burger instead of an animal burger uses 87% less water, 89% less greenhouse gas emissions, and 96% less land. And that's a non-scale win in and of itself. So let's dive in. Ashley, what is your non-scale win this week?
It seems a little contradictory to the segment that you've brought me on for, but I have not worked out in like 5 or 6 days. And like, I don't even care. I ordered rigatoni for lunch yesterday at 12:30 p.m. during the work day. And I, you know, not that that's something that's bad. It's just like not something I normally do. And
it's not a bean salad.
Yeah, it's not a bean salad. And, you know, in previous years, I feel like that's something, you know, I would feel guilty about, or like I would wake up and be like, I need to make up for that. But like, that's what I wanted that day. That's the mood I was in.
Yeah.
Vegas took a lot out of me. I'm tired and I'm going to eat pasta.
And you know, see, this is why we don't go to Vegas.
No, it is. You know what? I'm probably going to get on the bike later, but we'll see.
We'll see. But so you had some really good rigatoni. It was a good experience. And you didn't work out for 5 days. How does that? But you feel good still.
Yeah. You don't feel, you know, like you walk around on vacation, it's different, but like, I don't think of it as like, oh, this is my exercise. Like there's just no way. Like a vacation is supposed to be what you don't normally do. It's like a treat yourself. And I don't want to do that. Unless like I'm going somewhere where my idea of like a fun time would be trying a class that like I don't have at home. So like when I was in Miami, I tried this class, Tremble, which we don't have here. And like, I loved it. And you know, to me, that was like a fun activity.
I literally have never thought of trying a class in a place that I didn't have in New York. That's such so interesting. I'm going to do that next time.
Yeah. Also, like, I was working remote, so it wasn't technically, like, a vacation. So it still was, like, a nice way to keep up with the routine working somewhere that wasn't, you know, local.
Right. Well, cool. Congrats on not working out. My non-skill one is the opposite. Yours. I shared this on DST Back for Seconds with Sammy. This the bonus episode we just recorded last week. But okay, my non-scale win is I have discovered a new workout. And it is the most fun workout I've ever had in my entire life. Talking about flow, I don't even know where time goes. So I work out on my VR Oculus.
Is it like a workout or is it like a game and you flail your arms?
No, it's a workout. It's a workout app. Like it's like choreographed movements that build like cardio and strength. My heart rate goes to like one, like the highest zone possible.
Where do you do the workout? Like, do you not? Because I feel like when you have that
headset
on.
In my basement.
Okay. And you don't like knock into stuff?
Well, in the Oculus, you set a parameter. Well, neither have I until this week. On the Oculus, you set a parameter like that you can see through it, and you set a parameter of like where is the boundary, so that if you did cross the boundary or if you get close, it sort of alerts you, and so you're very aware of like where like your surroundings, even though you don't see them. But oh my God, it is so much fun. I hope I don't burn out.
Are there different types of workouts? Like how do you, you know, which, how do you choose it?
So far there's only like, it's called Flow, and it's, I explain this on Back for Seconds and I realize I sound like the biggest loser, but I don't care. You have your handsets, right? And you like in the VR experience, you're like, there's sabers attached to them. Like fucking like Star Wars. And you're just, and so the choreography is you hit these like balloons sort of coming at you that go sort of like Guitar Hero that go with the beat, and they're choreographed in a way that moves your body. Like you work your abs, you work your biceps, triceps, you're doing squats and lunges in like this flow. So you're not like, okay, three squats, you know, you're just moving to the music.
That sounds really fun.
It is so much fun. Sammy bought an Oculus because of my influence.
Okay, if anybody buys an Oculus and tries this, we need you. You're in the new workout reporter and you need to come on.
We'll get you a link.
Can you do like two player? Like could you do it with a friend?
Okay, so I think you can do other apps with a friend. I don't know if you could do this one, but there's also boxing, but I really enjoy the sabering. Like, I really enjoy it.
Aileen Skywalker.
It's yes. But anyway, that's my non-scale win. I did it like several times this week. I've never wanted to work out like this in my life. So It is a win in of itself, even if I burn out next week. This week has been special. So that's my win. All right. Time for a listener win. Hi, Aileen and Ashley. I've been a longtime listener of the show and really appreciate your honesty as a host. You have helped me feel less alone on my wellness journey, and I'm happy to say I've grown significantly since I started as a listener slash subscriber in 2017. Okay, now for my non-skill win. I've known for a while that therapy could be beneficial for me, but the thought of it really scared me. Digging up all of my previous traumas gave me crippling anxiety, and before I would go to each appointment, I'd cry hysterically in the car, not wanting to go. However, thanks to this podcast, I've continued to push myself out of my comfort zone and continue to see my therapist. Now, nearly 2 years since my first session with her, I can confidently say that I enjoy therapy and find it necessary for my wellness journey. So I wanted to say thank you. I've come such a long way in this journey and truly could not have done it without you. I've never written a non-scale win to you before, but this felt like a good time to do so. Best therapy healing betch. Wow. That makes me feel very warm inside. I'm so proud of her. Like, crippling anxiety is so real. Have you ever experienced that? Like, before doing something?
Oh, yeah. It's all the time. But that's such a good feeling. I actually also just started going back to therapy, and it was like the first time where I was like, you know what? I want to do this. Not like someone suggested it or like you feel like you should. Like, I was like, you know what? I want to go do this. And when I used to try to go, like, I would have this crippling anxiety. So I know exactly what this person feels like. And now I'm like, wow, this person has to listen to whatever I want to say and however I want to feel and just listen to me and make me feel better. It's really, once you like it, I feel like it's game changer. Right.
Which clearly is the theme here, because like liking your workout and your flow or whatever, that so helps to be consistent.
You have to find something, that works for you, like the right person or like the right workout. And if it's like not working for you, just you don't have to do it. Like, it doesn't have to suck.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's this girl that I follow on Instagram, and she's also a meal prep like chef, Amanda. She says that like screw motivation, it's habits that keep you consistent. Like just making yourself go and making it a habit and like going through, like this girl, our listener is not motivated to go to therapy, but she's sort of pushing through to make it a habit. And I really like that kind of shift in mindset. Like, you don't need to wait for motivation to do something in order to make this like a thing that you do consistently for 2 years for her, which is amazing.
For sure. I know, that's so funny. One of like the Soul Cycle teachers on the bike, he always says, he's like, motivation isn't real. It's just like your choices and your decisions.
Yeah.
Which I'm not like a woo-woo person, but you know, when he says, I'm like, you're right. Like, it's not really motivation. There's not really gonna feel like a right time. And if you're using like a superficial thing to be your motivation, that doesn't create a habit. It just gets you to whatever that thing is. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, like, why would you want to continue? Mm-hmm. If you're doing it in a way that you don't like.
So true. So that is it for this week's non-scale wins presented by Impossible Foods. Not only do they provide meat made from plants for meat eaters, they're also on a mission to unfuck the planet. Personally, I love Impossible Foods. When I'm like not in the mood to eat like red meat, it's such an amazing option. So easy to cook with. Ashley, I'm assuming you've tried it.
Yeah, I definitely have tried these. I like them. You know, I eat like the same few things over and over, and this is definitely in the mix.
It's in your rotation.
It is.
Also, Impossible Meatballs are a convenient and delicious way to make all of your favorite meatball dishes. And the best part, they're preformed and fully cooked, so there's no extra prep work. I really want to try those to put in my rotation, maybe. Meatballs like take a lot of work to make, so prepped ones are good. So visit impossiblefoods.com to get with Impossible today. That's Impossible foods.com. So let's do Ashley's segment. It's the workout woman. She is here. Welcome to this new segment called the Workout Woman with Ashley. She's our in-house workout guinea pig. She's going to come on here and give us her latest workout report. You're going to be reviewing all sorts of different types of workouts, both at home, in studio. You got to try the Oculus. And feel free to DM us if you have any workouts that you'd want us to talk about in the future. All right, Ashley, what is the workout that you have recently tried and you want to talk about? Oh, again, none of this is like sponsored, by the way. This is all like Ashley paid for her class. She's taking it.
So I did this one on ClassPass. So I feel like that's like the first good thing to mention because, you know, who wants to pay $30 to $40 for a class when you could just do it this way? But do you use ClassPass?
I didn't know that they were still in business.
Okay. So I used to be like an OG ClassPasser when it was unlimited. And then when they, you know, figured out that that was a terrible business model, I stopped going because it was the way they did it was awful. But now because of the pandemic, less people want to go into in-person studios. So the credit cost is less and you don't always have to like book a week out. Like you could book the day of or the day before. And it's not like that mad rush to get your spot. So that really helps with the flexibility. So this class that I've been taking is called Rumble Training. And most people know about Rumble Boxing, but they don't know about Rumble Training. And I hate running. I'm not a runner. When I had to run the mile in school, I walked a 35-minute mile and was last. I was like, I'm going to be a runner. Gilana also in the office. We were like, let's become runners. We're going to try this thing. So the way the class is it's like, it's kind of like Barry's, but the treadmills feel like they're from the future.
Different treadmills than Barry's, not like the Woodway ones?
No, these are like, I don't know where they invented these, but they're amazing. You pick like, when you get on the treadmill, you pick beginner, intermediate, and advanced. I do intermediate. And then there's screens on the wall and it'll tell you like 30 second run. And then like, there's like a hill, a peak, or a mountain. So it'll tell you, but you don't have to think and like push the joysticks. You just hit the button on the treadmill that says one of those words and it'll automatically put you to the setting in the range of beginner, intermediate, or advanced. And then if it's like too much for you at any point, there are joysticks to like turn it up or down. But the intervals that you're doing are like 30 to 90 seconds where Barry's, they can make you run for 6 minutes. And like, I can't even run for 2 minutes.
It's all treadmill?
So you do the treadmill for like 15, 20 minutes. And then you go to the floor and you do strength-based exercises. And then that could be like arms, abs, lunges. And it's all with weights, like deadlifts and stuff. And all of the weights are at the bench. So you don't have to go anywhere to pick anything up. Like they're all there. And then you go for a shorter section back on the treadmill, but they do this thing called pushing, which like we used to do at the Lib Method on that sled. And
I can't do that for my knees.
So I didn't like it. And then in my head, I was like, oh, this is like doing mountain climbers. So it's like mountain climbers, but they're assisted mountain climbers. So you're like, oh, this is cardio. And it's also doing like your lower abs, which is really hard to target. So when you like kind of think of it that way, it's a lot, not more motivating, but like it gets you through that part.
It's so hard to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you just like push this thing uphill for like a few minutes and then you do some sprints and then you go back to the floor and you finish out over there and you do a little quick stretch and then you're done.
How long's the class?
50 minutes.
So what's your rating? How do you rate it? Do you like it?
Yeah, I really like it. I haven't gone this week, but I try to do it once a week just to switch it up from doing the bike at home because I do that most of the time.
Right. So what would you change about the class? Anything?
So I always start on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And that would be my advice, just like to get that part over first. So if they were like, you have to start on the floor, I would be like, no, I have to start on the treadmill. Now, I really wouldn't change much. I wish they offered like body focus classes for the strength part. Kind of like you knew you were doing arms and abs that day or you're doing lower body.
Oh, I see. Like focus classes.
Yeah.
Not all full body.
Yeah, they're mostly all full body, but you really are like hitting everything. It's a really good workout if you're like, you know what, I want to do it like a cardio intense workout and, you know, lift some weights that I wouldn't normally lift at home. Like at home, I use 3 pounds. Here, I'm like using 15 or 20.
Right. I looked up the treadmill. I think it's a techno gym treadmill. And those are like
fancy.
Hardcore.
You don't have to think. They're like, everything's brand new. It's very clean.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. Well, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. They have two locations in New York, Upper East Side and Chelsea. So do you think
you're going to become a runner now? Like, could you see yourself running outside? Could you be like, oh, I want to run now? No,
I don't think I'll ever be like, oh my God, I want to go for a run. No, it's like, you know what? I want to kickstart my week in like a way that makes me feel really productive. So I would book like an 8:30 Monday morning class. And like that would set the tone for the rest of the week with this kind of class.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, that sounds good. It's like forces you to do stuff that you normally wouldn't do, which is lift heavy and run. So two things you're not doing at home. Yeah,
it's really good. And the teachers are, you know, they're not like annoying. You know, the instructor is going to be annoying. And it's like, just put your mind to it. It's like, no, this sucks. But like, you'll feel good when it's over.
Yeah, I feel you. All right. Well, that was our first Workout Woman segment. So please, everyone, DM us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Email us dst@betches.com if you want to let us know what you want Ashley, the Workout Woman, the Workout Woman to try. And yeah, that's I'm excited. I'm excited for this. And if you want to try the Oculus, message me. I'll give you all the tips.
You got to do a video of it. We're going to put it's on so the Insta story.
I was even Googling the YouTube videos about how to improve my form.
That does not surprise me, like, at all.
I've truly never done that before in my life. Well, that is it for today's episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. Be sure to send your questions dst@betches.com. Again, that's dst@betches.com. Send us your DRDSTs, send us your non-scale wins, and now send us what workouts you want our workout woman to try. Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. You can follow me at Aileen and Ashley at Disco Inferno. That's Disco_Inferno. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.